Welcome to the entertainment news. It is 5:38. It's still Wednesday. It will be for, I don't know, a few more hours. All right, so when I say hot and sexy, who's the first person you think of? Sure, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, in order for him to be truly sexy, he's got to be paired up with a really hot woman. And, of course, you think Meryl Streep. Well, at least that was the case back in, 1987.
I didn't think Jack Nicholson was that, good looking. Listen, back in the day.
I have to agree with you, but if you read about Nicholson, there is something that drives women nuts about this guy.
Yeah, I think he's a bit crazed, and maybe they like that. I don't know.
Dangerous, yeah. Adventurous. Yeah. You know that you're going to have a good time. May not be the security factor. Well, he'll take care of you. Maybe. Anyway.
You can't handle the truth?
Well, maybe, I don't know. A biography on Jack Nicholson that hit the stores yesterday claims that Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep were really friendly on the set of Ironweed when they made the film back in 1987, to the point where, quote, often during shooting, his Winnebago seemed to be balanced on four overworked slinkies.
The production trailer was rocking.
Yeah.
So don't come knocking.
The book says that an old newspaper gossip item from that year said, quote, whatever is going on inside that Winnebago is starting to get out of hand to the point where it's embarrassing for people on the set. So that is, 25 years ago? Way to go, Jack. Anyway.
In Hollywood, that's great. To keep a secret for 25 years, that's outstanding.
Now, what I want to know is, was he married then? Was she married then?
I think in Hollywood, they sort of let go things that happened during the filming of a movie, right? That's why so many marriages break up over stuff that happens during the filming of a movie.
Well, that's
how many
awesome.
Leading men and leading ladies have fooled around during the filming of a movie?
Well, it's where...
Lots and lots.
When Katharine Hepburn was with Spencer
Tracy.
Yeah, Howard Hughes, she met Spencer Tracy at the end of their relationship on a film set, yeah. Anyway, way to be relevant and, talk about the new films that are
okay.
out.
That's okay.
Fandango's list of popular movie-inspired Halloween costumes is out. Let's see if you're going to be any of
A lot of the Avengers, I suppose.
Actually, no.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're on there. You know, there's the most popular are Thor and Superman and Iron Man. Yeah, those are the standbys. Ron Burgundy is on there.
See, would be a great Halloween costume.
Get a velour suit and a mustache and a big wig, and you'll be fine.
Well, all I have to do is get the wig.
I think you'd be right. Yeah,
I used to have, I kid you not,
a red suit,
blue crushed velour jacket. I did. I had a dark blue crushed velour dinner jacket. Loved it.
Oh, geez.
It was awesome.
I've talked about this before. There was, last Christmas, one of the men's stores in town that had a smoking jacket. In the front window.
Yes.
Even though I don't smoke, that looks fabulous. To come home and change into that, that'd be great.
I went into one of these overpriced stores. I think it was Neiman Markup. And there was a plaid tuxedo jacket. It was the ugliest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Come on, go to a wedding in Scotland. You're all set.
It was $1,500. $100 just for the jacket. And the guy said, would you like to try it on? I said, are you kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead in it, let alone pay $1,500 for it. And then I walked away, thought, if it was $100, I'd buy that thing. Yeah, I would. Just for the anyway.
Right. Slip your card to the salesman.
Yeah, exactly.
When it goes on clearance, give me a call.
Exactly. Irving Zisman is also on there. That's Johnny Knoxville's old man character from Bad Grandpa.
Already Bad Grandpa is on the list?
For women, we've got Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games, Theodora, the Wicked Witch from The Oz, which I can understand that.
From the Wicked.
Yeah, the Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oh, Oz the Great and Powerful, okay.
She was pretty hot, except for the green. I could overlook the green. of course, Daisy Buchanan from The Great Gatsby is on there as well. So, flappers. I didn't think Daisy was all that hot in the Lace movie. Did you?
Did you see it? Didn't see it.
Yeah. Speaking of really scary, I mean, this is scary. The Price is Right has announced that Bob Barker is returning for an episode in December to celebrate his 90th birthday.
Come on down.
You know, I get this. When you've done something over and over again, when we're in our 90s, they could drop us back into the studio. We'd be able to do the show. So much of it is just done by routine and by whatever. Mm. Okay, so the script and the stories change, but the what you do from one day. Bob Barker could still do a showcase showdown at the old actor's home.
Sure
today.
He could. Last year, Bob said he was upset when he was not invited back for the show's 40th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, what producer screwed up there? How can you not invite Bob Barker back for the 40th anniversary?
Drew Carey said that it, quote, didn't occur to anyone that Bob would even want to be there. Hey, where was that other guy? You know, what's the guy that used to do this? Wasn't he around here?
It didn't occur to us not to be vengeful and vindictive like some people are in Hollywood.
And it is now very important for us to clarify an internet rumor. On Monday, you guys talked about Lou Reed dying.
Right.
Okay, this is not Lou Reed. A little bit of Monica
in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. Yeah, I hear that Lou Bega tweeted that it's not him. People actually thought Lou Reed was Lou Bega.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, now this is catchy.
These people vote.
Well, this came out. This was fabulous.
Oh, I loved this song when it first came out.
This is great.
Now, when I heard it about the 1800th time, I was like, I'm going to find Bega, and I'm going to shoot him myself.
Lou Bega. Good job with the follow-up.
Exactly.
Good career follow-up.
So Lou Bega wants everybody to know that he is not dead. His career, gone. Mm. But him, not dead.
By the way, are you a fan of The Walking Dead, the TV show?
No, I haven't gotten into that. I probably should.
The Walking Dead has been renewed for a fifth season, so zombie fans everywhere are rejoicing.
Now, isn't that a little bit kind of a contradiction that, you know, something about the dead being renewed? I mean, or is that, I don't know.
Well, the show is actually about the people that aren't zombies fighting off the ones that are.
So. All right, sure. And here is an inspirational story for you. Constantly, Tom is griping about how he's old and decrepit and he doesn't feel good, how he wishes somebody in the studio would check his prostate, which, by the way, I tried to get that taken care of for you.
I had that done already. My prostate is okay.
And
we'd like to recheck.
Yeah.
Discount double check for you, sir.
Something tells me that the other two guys in this room have not had it done yet.
Not 50 years old yet, old man.
You're close enough.
No, I'm not. I'm way down the road from you. Anyway, here's an inspirational. Loretta Lynn, 81 years old, had to postpone two of her concerts because of exhaustion. Two of her shows because of exhaustion. She's 81 and still touring. I don't like her music.
The travel must be the hardest part, right?
I don't know. Maybe they've got
you can walk out on stage if you give you a stool to sit on or a chair, and she can sing her songs. Maybe not back-to-back nights.
Dude,
but,
81 years old.
You plan on being in that chair when you're 81? I do.
Yeah, let's go with that. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. And now, a tip about Halloween from our friend, Morgan Freeman.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Pumpkins can be expensive. This year, save money and carve an apple. If anyone asks, tell them it's a tiny-ass pumpkin. And if they go, but it's red, say, yeah, got a problem with the color of its skin? Racist? Now you best get off my property before I taser your KKK-loving self. Another way to save money is using generic candy corn. Happy Halloween.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.